We've learned a lot of new terms lately. Social distancing, PPEs. What about essential workers? Turns out that last one is hard to define. And as the Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports, that's creating some confusion.
At first, Nevada's Governor Steve Sisolak encouraged all non-essential businesses to close their doors. Then, a few days later, in late March, he ordered them to do so.
There should be no confusion, and there's none in my mind. This is not the time to try to find loopholes. If your business is not essential to providing sustenance and for the everyday safety, health, and well-being of Nevadans, you must shut down.
But who are essential workers, and what's an essential business, apart from the obvious, like hospitals and grocery stores? Turns out there's no simple answer. Take mining. When Governor Sisolak was asked why mining operations are considered essential, he didn't have an answer.
I do not claim to be an expert on mining. We are consulting with the professionals, the experts as it comes to that, the same as we do with construction, and we'll come back to you when I have more information.
Greg Walker says he knows the reason.
Nevada only has really two drivers for its economy, the first being gaming and tourism, and the second being mining and industry.
Walker is the executive managing director for Nevada Gold Mines. He says his company employs 7,000 people in Nevada and supports thousands of additional jobs indirectly. He says that's essential, especially when you look at rising unemployment.
The product we produce may not be essential during this pandemic, but the fact that we're one of the main engines still driving the economy and keeping Nevada economy afloat is essential, and now I'm pretty sure that's how it's viewed and that's how we view it.
Still, what about those industries or businesses who believe they're essential for the economy too, but aren't on the list? Who decides? The federal government offers some guidelines, but they're not clear either.
Yeah, the guidelines are wide open. That's in some ways the headline here.
That's Adi Tomer with the Brookings Institution, a nonprofit public policy think tank. He just co-wrote a report about how to protect essential workers during this pandemic. He says the Department of Homeland Security came up with its federal directions in mid-March, but they don't have a ton of details.
What they're saying is these are the industries or the businesses that should stay open. But there's a catch there, right? They're not saying who needs to show up for work.
Instead, that's falling to individual employers to decide. And they have to pay attention to state and local directives as well. And those can be a moving target.
One week you might be deemed essential and the governors can change their minds on a dime. And all of a sudden they're closed.
Where your business is located also makes a difference. In our region, it's all over the map. In Nevada, for example, cannabis dispensaries and pawnbrokers can stay open, while in Montana, painters and movers are on the list of essential services. Tomer says this patchwork can make things harder for companies and employees who don't know whether they'll be able to keep working.
We need to be nimble and reflect changes in different circumstances in each market. But at the same time, what it also creates is a feeling of uncertainty. And that's especially challenging when we're effectively living in uncertain times already.
That uncertainty is vexing many in the business community. Corey Bettinghouse is the owner of Corey's Lawn Service in Reno.
We're living hour by hour and day by day, and things could change at any moment.
Bettinghouse says he's been relying more on guidance from business groups, in his case, the National Association of Landscape Professionals. But that's not a slam dunk either, because every state defines his industry differently. In Idaho, landscapers are deemed essential, while in the rest of the region, it depends on whether you consider them a service that maintains the, quote, safety and sanitation, end quote, of your home or business.
That's one thing that's been hard, is just having an official place where all business owners can go to and be like, this is the cut and dry answer, what is clear and what is not clear.
And if it's not clear and you get it wrong, there could be stiff penalties, ranging from losing your business license to fines or even jail time. And as Captain Jack Owen from Las Vegas' Metropolitan Police Department said in a recent video,
it is Nevada law right now that all non-essential businesses must close, and we are enforcing the law.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.